This week, we're looking at the housing crisis in a few mid-sized cities in the West, where home prices are outpacing wage growth and renters are having trouble keeping up. Yesterday, we heard from a Republican state senator in Utah who said his state's affordable housing fund ran out of money just 4 days into the fiscal year.
That's just the reality of where we're at. The demand is there. It's just we have yet not really, as a state, stepped up to the plate to take on this issue, and that's what we're trying to do.
Today, Missoula, Montana. Aaron Pahan is Director of Housing and Community Development for the City of Missoula. Aaron, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Missoula, we see that the median sales price for a single-family home recently hit a record. It's $305,000. And, you know, as we've been hearing this week, you are not alone across the West. What's going on there in Missoula, where you are?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, our problems are not unique, but we're seeing them escalate pretty sharply and working to address that. You know, Missoula does have a few factors that are unique. Geographically, we have some challenges in development that a lot of communities don't have. In the past several years, Missoula has seen remarkable growth in our economy and population. We're a community with incredible people and a very attractive quality of life, but that growth has brought challenges. We're seeing young families to retirees, really more than half of our community that can't afford to participate in the increasingly expensive housing market. And a lot of that comes down to housing supply. Part of what makes this community so attractive is that we are surrounded by picturesque mountain ranges and rivers, open space that really limits our ability to grow. And so we're having to think about how we meet our housing needs in new and different ways.
People outside of Montana may not know this. And again, we've been learning a lot about this this week, that where you are, there is a growing tech sector, a lot of tech jobs coming in and changing the dynamics.
Absolutely. We are seeing a boom in tech industry, especially with startups here in our community. And it is really, in many ways, a fantastic thing. It has brought jobs, very specialized jobs to our community and high-paying jobs to our community, which in a town like ours, where the median family income hovers around $50,000, jobs like these really impact people's ability and opportunity. What the tech sector also brings, though, are individuals who are seeking housing faster than we are producing that supply.
Probably big, also, nice housing, too.
Yeah. Also, folks who can come in and, you know, put down a cash offer, pay above appraised value for a home. And we're seeing that inflate the market as it inflates appraisals for all the surrounding homes.
You mentioned one of the problems that you have is this lack of land because the city is built in this narrow valley. There's nowhere to really to go. And because of that, it sounds like the city is trying to increase its density. In other words, build up and not out, which, again, in a smaller Western town, city, that could be controversial.
Absolutely. People care about their neighborhoods, and we love that about Missoula. People care about the unique characteristics that make their neighborhoods special. And what we're trying to make sure to relay is that those characteristics can and should remain while allowing Missoula to evolve. Cities have to evolve, and we need to make sure that ours evolves in a way that accommodates people who need homes. The reality is, right now in Missoula, you are allowed to knock down a relatively small, affordable home and build a mansion. That's already allowed today. Mm-hmm. All we're saying is that in addition to being able to build a mansion, perhaps you should also be able to build a duplex or a tiny home to allow for some more affordable options as well.
Oh, but the zoning meetings that you probably have to go to. I mean, look, I've spent a lot of time in smaller towns in the West. I know people are very protective of where they are and the way things have been. And now you're saying you've got people coming in from the coast, from San Francisco, and they're changing the fabric of this community.
Yeah, these conversations are really difficult. Every conversation, every zoning hearing, every new development is a value-based conversation. And we have to decide what kind of community we want to be. As a city, we're doing whatever we can to spur the market by getting out of its way. Essentially, we're looking at what we can eliminate in terms of unnecessary regulation while at the same time protecting our identity and our values around health and inclusivity. At the end of the day, Missoula prides itself in being a working class community, and we want to maintain those working class roots. So I think it's really essential for us that we remain a place for everyone and that our doors remain open.
Well, you say inclusivity, but do you think it's realistic at this pace that everyone who wants to live in Missoula will be able to afford to do that?
I think we're doing everything we can to make sure that that remains a reality. Missoula, in the last several years, has invested significant resource into ensuring just that. We are both doing whatever we can to spur the market and get out of the market's way, while also acknowledging that there are going to be segments of our population that the market's not going to touch. Targeted populations like seniors or people living in chronic homelessness. So in the next 3 years alone, Missoula will develop nearly 500 rental homes that are permanently affordable. In a town our size, that is significant, and that moves the needle and helps us to live our value of inclusivity.
Who's paying for that?
So those projects are paid through a combination of financial resources, some federal, like the low-income housing tax credit, and many local. For example, one of these permanently affordable developments is made possible through a four-acre land investment by Missoula County. He who holds land holds the right to development and can control development patterns. And so it's increasingly important that land, as one of our most valuable assets, continues to go towards development that will ensure that inclusivity.
That's Aaron Pahan, Director of Housing and Community Development for another city that is booming in the western United States, Missoula, Montana. Aaron, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.